I referenced a country group in the last introduction, and if we didn't know better, simply relying upon the title of our next hymn, My Song is Love Unknown, we might be forgiven in thinking that it was in the genre of country unrequited love song, standing right alongside Heartbreak Hotel or Your Cheatin' Heart. How come those aren't in the hymnal either? Your song is love unknown? How sad for you. But that's not this hymn, is it? Here, unknown is not in the sense of unrealized, but never before enacted. It's what St. Paul means in 2 Corinthians 9:15 when he writes, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Of course, if you've read Paul's letters, you might be tempted to think, what are you talking about, Paul? Who are you kidding? You express a lot about the gift of God in Christ. True enough. But he also prays for this, that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Consider the acts of Jesus to reconcile us to the Father in love. It's a story that no one ever could have imagined on their own. In our tasting, even in small ways, the breadth, length, height, and depth of Jesus' love, the Spirit prompts us to declare, this is my friend, in whose sweet days I all my days could gladly spend. It's a heartbreak song only in the sense of the cure. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. We sang.